Today's office Maseches Bava Kama Dav Kuv Yedalad and Amid Aleph learn a Machlokas of debate between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim about theft carried out by a Jewish person. Do we say that the Nignav, the person who has experienced being stolen from, he has had Yeush? Has he given up hope of ever retrieving his item? He might want to get his item back, but he's basically certain that he's not going to. That's the concept of Yeush. So we follow the opinion of the Chachamim. That's the opinion that we follow, that the nignav, the person who is the victim of the theft, is mityaesh. He has given up hope, and the Rama brings us the halacha in Choshen Mishpat Shin Sameches Sif Aleph, Stam Geneva Haveyeush. That's the wording of the Rama, that we look at the regular case of Geneva, of theft, as incorporating a experience of Yeush and experience a person losing the possibility, the hope that they're going to get this item back. So there's some debate whether this applies by a Gentile thief as well. The Shach actually holds that Stam Genevas Goy lo have a Yeush Balim. When it comes to the theft of a Gentile, that does not come along with the case of, with the reality of Yeush. Oh, well, that's a discussion. Mishpatei Torah in Gilion 158 brings a case. Let's say Reuven is walking by a pop-up shop, and one of the tables, he notices an item that was stolen from his neighbor. He sees that item right there on the table, and that item had been stolen 1 week prior. So Reuven, who was sure that his neighbor would be so pleased to get his item back, he bought the item, and then he brought it to the neighbor, and he says, the neighbor says to him, "Oh, it's very nice that you brought it here, but I don't need this item anymore, number one. And number two, you overpaid for it." So the question is, does the neighbor have to buy the item, and for how much? Now, plugging in Bava Kama Kuf Yedalad, we're learning today's daf, the pop-up shop vendor who bought the stolen item from the thief, he actually acquires that item. Because what happens is there's Yeyush HaNignav, the person who was the victim of the theft, so he gave up hope. Person has stolen it now, and therefore the item belongs completely to this vendor through these two stages, the stage of Yeush and then Shinui Rishus, because the item has now changed possession from one to the next, and therefore Reuven didn't actually need to buy the stolen item from the seller because it wasn't a stolen item or a lost item at that point. So Reuven isn't doing anything very, very good or very positive. It's in his mind he might think he is, but in actuality he's not doing a mitzvah by buying it. Because it doesn't belong, doesn't have any connection anymore to the person it was stolen from. So what he should have done is he should have asked the neighbor, he should have asked the shachin if he actually wants it back or not. Now that he's bought it without asking first, the person who was the victim of the theft, he's going to be exempt from paying Reuven to get that item back. And therefore, even according to the Rama, Shin Samaches, that contemporary times, because of the laws of the land, the Dina de Machus Adina, we force the buyer of stolen goods to sell it to the victim of the theft, since in essence it belongs to the buyer because he obtained it. After there was, we said, Yeush, he gave up hope, and there was change of possession, Shina Rishus. But this only is true if that person wants the item back, because then the person who was the victim can't be prevented from buying it off of him. If he agrees, the item can remain in the hands of the one who acquired it after it was stolen. Nobody can force that person to buy it because it was to be in his favor. So the whole case would be different, however, if the vendor himself was the thief. So that's a different story. If he stole it and now he's selling it in the market, because then Reuven walking by sees it there, he's buying it, you only have Yeush. The only thing you have there is the loss of hope that he's ever going to get it back, but you don't have the change of possession. And therefore, the requirement to return the item would actually still be in place, and Reuven would be doing something very positive. In terms of the overpayment, that's Reuven's loss to incur, as the victim of the theft could have paid less elsewhere. Bottom line is, in trying to help other people, sometimes we try to do something good for somebody else, try to surprise them. It's better sometimes to avoid the element of surprise, as we see from our sukkah, because it happens, you think you're helping somebody, and you might mean well, but in reality, that person might not want or need that. So our Gemara is giving us some advice that maybe it's better to go and ask and find out, is this something you want me to do? Because sometimes our being helpful actually ends up being more harm than good.